James Koshiba consults on housing and makes a point of working with people in need to shape viable solutions.
My main role is as one of the volunteers and organizers of Hui Aloha, which is an all-volunteer group started to ensure that Aloha has a life in our communities. And the way we define Aloha is a sense of connection or oneness with each other. And so we looked first at places where there was separation. And one of those places was between people who were housed and people who were unhoused. Right now, and for the past couple of years, that's been our focus, is to try to build those bridges back between houseless and housed.
You're with the House COVID Subcommittee on Housing, which has taken a statewide perspective. Are people managing to stay in their homes?
Well, first, the latest data that's out is really from UHERO. They did a survey with the collaboration of the boards of realtors in every county on whether people are current on their rent. That's the best data that we have.
It was quite revealing, I thought, of what families must be going through, the decisions they must be making. Mm-hmm. When you have to decide between rent and food, and you're deciding rent.
Mm-hmm. For most people, fear of losing their housing is such a high priority that people will pay rent before they pay other expenses. I was surprised to see that the number of people who are current on their rent is as high as it is, 86%. This is as of middle of August. That's down about 10% from normal levels. It's usually about 95, 96% of people that are current on their rent by mid-month. And then there's about 8% of people who are 30 days or more behind on their rent. So it's 8% 30 days or more behind, 5% that are 60 days or more behind. And we're probably looking at between 10 and 12,000 households that are a month or more behind on their rent. So that's significant. That unemployment insurance plus up was a lifeline for many people. And that's really kept them and the economy afloat, I think, over the last several months. The economic forecasts are not that encouraging. We'll be into the second half of 2021 before the economy recovers in a meaningful way. A lot depends on the reopening of tourism. That's sort of the economic picture. And because federal assistance is so uncertain at this point, we're going to have to get really creative and dig deep to see how we can support people through this time.
What everybody waits for, James, is the trigger. Maybe we already should be looking for it, but you know, what's going to trigger actually doing it? It's almost like waiting for sea level rise, right?
Yeah, I mean, I get that. It's difficult right now to make moves because the future is so uncertain. But our best guess at this point is that the need is going to increase. You know, we're starting to see the increase now. That's what that latest UHERO study shows, is that we're seeing the increase in housing instability, that we'll continue to see an increase into 2021, and that we can't count on federal resources at this point. The future is so unpredictable at this point. But I think the one thing that we can be confident of is that there's going to be a need for whatever resources there are within our people and within our communities. We're going to have a need to tap into those in 2021. We have a lot of short-term relief right now. And the counties and the city and county of Honolulu in particular also have other pots of money that they can use into 2021. But our needs in Hawaii are going to be deeper and longer lasting than the rest of the nation because we're so dependent on travel. For all those reasons, it makes sense to look at community-based solutions and community resources now.
What would those be, do you think? We might have resources we never suspected or didn't recognize.
Yeah, I think what's called for now and what's going to be called for even more in 2021 is for any person and any organization with extra to be looking for ways to make that available to people that don't have. And in the context of housing, what that means is people with extra space in their homes, people with extra land as part of their property, companies, churches, nonprofit organizations that have space, that have property that can be used for community purposes, including housing. We should be looking at all of that as a resource to tap into. We should also be looking at properties that become vacant or unused because of the pandemic and because of its economic fallout. That includes hotels that'll be vacant, commercial spaces that will become vacant, office space for sure. Does it become acquired by somebody and put to use for some commercial purpose, or is there a way to take some of that and use it for community purposes? That's what I mean when I say tapping into community resources and looking at space for our people as one of the resources that's available. And again, I think it comes down to if you as a person or an organization have extra and enough to share, figuring out ways to make it available to the community.
James Kushiba is a founder and volunteer with Hui Aloha. They have a flourishing partnership with Pu'uhonua o Waianae, the homeless at Waianae Boat Harbor. We'll post a link to their work with this story